And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Tricia and the songwriter, Eric Reinert, whose birthday is today, by the way.
I got it all, baby.
You do. You do have it all. Incredible. And I'm going to have to, now you're going to have me as your manager. We'll go far together, no question about it. But going far and close at the same time, because we're in Phoenix, but next month we're traveling just a short distance to Sedona, because this is the best film festival I've ever seen. Top notch, the Sedona International Film Festival. And the executive director of the festival now joining us, Patrick Schweiss. Patrick, how are you?
Dave, good. Hey, thanks. We love you guys. We love having you come up here, and thanks for the great plug on our festival. Appreciate it.
Oh, you are more than welcome. You know, we were there most of the time last year, myself and Tricia, and I got to tell you, you are amazing. You do such a great job, and what I love about what you do, not only handling all the details and putting on a great fan-friendly festival, your passion is off the charts for what you do. Tell us about that.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I love what I do. I get to work in a field that's just fantastic. You know, we're exposing people to films that you would never normally see, and we're giving a voice to the filmmakers that would normally never be heard. And so, you know, I get my joy out of seeing the audience reaction to our films and the filmmakers' joy getting that exposure. So for me, it's just a high all week, just all of that combined. So I'm glad you noticed that. I'm very, very passionate about what I do, but it comes from what other people are doing. So it's a lot. I've got the greatest job in the world.
And you said all week you're on a high, except truly this is an annual thing. I mean, you got to work on this all year, don't you?
We do. Yeah, we work on this all year. It's 9 days out of our year, but we start planning the second that this festival's over. We start planning the next one. And then we have our Mary D. Fisher Theater here, where we put independent films on screen every day all year long. So we're just continually going from one thing to the next, and it's kind of an adrenaline rush.
Well, give us a little history, and then we'll get into the lineup this year at the festival. However, the history, because I believe, well, you took over about 11, 12 years ago, am I correct?
Yeah, I'll be doing my 12th festival. I took over in year 11. The festival will be 22 years this year.
Oh, wow.
So I'll be doing my 12th festival, and we were very fortunate when the Sedona Cultural Park was here. They started the Sedona Film Festival, and we were the off-season performance event for this amphitheater that was built in town, and sadly, they went bankrupt 3 years into operation, so the amphitheater closed. But some people on the board, led by Sheila Jackman and Marion Herman, said, you know what, we want to make sure that the film festival still lives and thrives and continues. So they formed their own 501c3, hired me, and the rest is history. And we've been having a great time since. We started out as a three-day festival, kind of Saturday, Sunday, and half of part of Friday, and all of Saturday and Sunday. And we quickly added a day and added a day and added a day, and we're now up to a nine-day festival.
Wow.
With a 10th-day kickoff concert.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, and you have just done such an amazing job. My first year was last year, and you know, I was expecting this to be on a smaller scale, and you have it so organized, and
Thank you.
I mean, and then when I looked into film festivals, I realized that you are one of the very, you know, most respected and well known of the film festivals that are out there, and very much because of everything that you've put into place. I call you the Energizer Bunny, because I never see you at normal speed. You're just hyperspace speed.
Yeah, it's
throughout
hyperactive
the entire
hyperspace
festival.
speed for 9 days. Exactly right.
But you have this unique combination of hyperspeed with such a friendliness and a welcoming to you, and
yeah,
approachability. It's very special, Patrick,
and we
appreciate you. And
you know, we try to instill that from myself to my entire staff and the team and the volunteers and our board. You know, we want people to go away feeling they've just been treated like royalty, and so we put just as much emphasis on a filmmaker that has a 4-minute film as we do a celebrity that's coming to the festival. We really treat everyone equally and treat them to a wonderful Sedona experience. Our audience is so sophisticated and so appreciative, and they're all of them make themselves so approachable, but it's really, we're known as the Filmmakers Festival, and we try to really live up to that reputation.
There's no doubt. I want to give a shout out to Steve Carr.
Phenomenal.
Oh, he is just amazing. He is such a joy to work with. And
the best publicist on the planet.
There's no question. Yeah, and he's just so well-liked, and he's so organized, and he's so accommodating, and he just makes things, like, just so enjoyable. And I just want to give a great plug for Steve Carr. Great.
I agree. I totally, and I commend you for doing that, because not a lot of people recognize our unsung heroes, the people working behind the scenes to get us the publicity and the notoriety. We have grown because of what Steve has done for us, so we're very grateful.
No question about
well,
it.
Well, I think that you all have surrounded yourself with people that have the same vision, and you work so well together as a team to pull this off. And then, of course, you also have opened this up to membership, and then you are thanking your members by allowing them to have access to things like your priority passes and your premium all access priority passes. You've now made it so that there could be dual passes for a member and a secondary person. I mean, this is awesome how you've come up with a way to also give the thanks back to the fans.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, we adapt each year whenever we can to things that would make it easier for our customers and our audiences to be able to come and enjoy the festival and not worry about the ticketing thing and not worry about the access thing. So we really try to accommodate them whenever we can, and they're grateful for it, and we keep getting return customers. You know, we always say once you go platinum, you never go back, because the way to experience the festival is with that all-access pass, and we've got a lot of people who it just keeps growing every year, with a number of people who take advantage of that.
Well, and the other thing about that Platinum All Access Pass that I learned, and actually I learned this from talking with a number of people that I met that had them, and a lot of them, they're coming out here from wherever they live in the country or the world. They come to Sedona for this festival. And, you know, you have these filmmaker and VIP lounge area that is throughout the festival available, and these people with the Platinum All Access Priority Pass get to go there. So they get to speak and have private, conversations with these filmmakers. And I just think that's such a phenomenal idea to have those receptions and those things so that if you are a Platinum Priority Pass holder, you have that ability to be able to really, you know, get to know these people that are so influential within it.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful opportunity for them, and it's a wonderful opportunity for the filmmakers to get to meet our people. You know, we've had deals done up in the VIP lounge. We've had, you know, different people with different films coordinating and collaborating on the next project there. And, you know, our Platinum Pass holders are witness to this, and they're part of it, and they become part of the action and get more of the behind the scenes even than some of the Q&As can give you in films.
Yeah,
plus, you know, it's pretty great getting fed two meals every day. You know, a lot of these filmmakers have shot their budget and maxed out their credit cards just making their films. So for a festival to not only bring them out, put them up for, you know, 6 nights at a nice hotel and feed them two meals a day in the VIP lounge that are donated by our restaurants here, I mean, that's a phenomenal thing for them. And again, our Platinum Pass holders get access to all that, too. So we really have a wonderful, very supportive group, and that becomes kind of the hub of festival activity.
Well, and those aren't just like, you know, this meal will get you by. This isn't even like breakfast buffet at a regular hotel. These are some of the best meals and food that these restaurants have to offer. They bring it to showcase it, and
they
it's
really,
phenomenal.
They really do. We work
goodness.
We work with the top restaurants in Sedona because, you know, we want the film festival to be top scale, so we want our VIP lounge to reflect that. So, you know, we work with the best ones, and they really put on a show all week long. It's fantastic.
Yeah, there's no question. And let's go through real quickly the lineup, what you got going and what people can expect. And then let's, with the time left, we could say how people can get involved.
Well, you know what? First and foremost, our bread and butter are we have 169 films from around the world. So 18 different countries represented, all sorts of amazing films, narrative features, documentaries, short films, animated films, student films. So that, of course, is the bread and butter. So that you'll get automatically all 9 days. What I'm going to kind of focus on are some of the higher profile events. You know, we're kicking off the festival with the biggest kickoff we've ever had. Chicago, the real band Chicago, is kicking off our festival with a concert that this town has never seen before.
Yeah.
And so much so that it sold out in 17 minutes when we put it on sale. So we talked to the band. They graciously agreed to do a second show the following night. So now that one is getting close to sold out. So it's just been this extraordinary rush for us to have someone of that caliber, a band of that caliber, paying such attention to our festival. And the reason they did is we're premiering their documentary. They've got a new documentary about them called Now More Than Ever, The History of Chicago. And it really looks at the last 49 years since the band has been formed. You know, they've toured straight for 49 years and never missed a tour date. And wow. I mean, that's phenomenal. And now this April, they're going to be inducted in the Hall of Fame. So
nice.
They're performing at the Grammys 2 weeks before our festival. They do our festival, two concerts. They're going to do the Q&A at the movie screenings.
Mm.
And then they go on and be inducted in the Hall of Fame in April. It's,
wow.
It's quite extraordinary for us to have that opportunity. So
huge.
They're coming and opening the show. Rosalind Kind, who's Barbara Streisand's sister and a very talented and renowned musician and singer in her own right, is going to be doing a concert on Sunday night at the festival. Mike Farrell from MASH fame.
Yep.
Is going to come with his wife, Shelley Fabare. He has a one-man show that he does called Dr. Keeling's Curve, a live performance he's doing on Monday night. Tuesday night, we've got Don Knotts' daughter coming to do her tribute to Don Knotts, her father, called Tied Up in Knots.
Oh, great, wow.
Very, very fun and very nostalgic show. So that's going to be a great time. And then we're really, you know, especially for our demographic, we're really excited on Wednesday night. We've got Gene Kelly, The Legacy, which is a one-woman show. His widow, Patricia Ward Kelly, has a tribute show that she travels with around the world, and she's making Sedona one of her stops. And it's a beautiful, funny, heartfelt, emotional look at her late husband's career. And she takes us behind the scenes of some of his biggest work, and it's just a really great opportunity for those who are into classics and those who love, and who doesn't, frankly, love Gene Kelly. A nice look at that. And then we're also, at the end of the week, we're doing an American Graffiti reunion. So it's going to be great, great fun here. Cindy Williams, Candy Clark, Richard Dreyfuss, Mackenzie Phillips, Lynn-Marie Stewart, they're all going to come. Paul LaMotte, Bo Hopkins. It's going to be a great, great time reuniting that team. We're going to show the classic film the way it's meant to be seen on the big screen, and they're all going to be there to do the Q&A. And then, of course, that'll be a fun night and certainly some great behind-the-scenes stories. And then we culminate with a Lifetime Achievement Award on Saturday with Elliot Gould.
Yeah.
So
phenomenal.
Lots of great stuff. We're going to be kind of riding on a cloud all week.
Oh, this is fantastic. I am so much looking forward to this. How do people get in touch? What, just your website and buy tickets
website's
and so on?
The best thing, yep. SedonaFilmFestival.org. It'll have all the details. They can buy passes and ticket packages. And depending on the pass or the ticket package that you buy, you're given a priority on when you get to start picking your film. So if you're a platinum or gold pass holder,
gotcha.
You get to start picking films February 1st, and then February 8th, the 10 and 20 ticket package holders can get it.
Oh.
And then whatever is left is sold to the general public, just individual tickets, on the 15th of February.
And what's the website?
SedonaFilmFestival.org.
Perfect. Man, I am so looking forward to this. This is incredible lineup. Executive Director Patrick Schweiss, thank you so much for calling in. We'll be seeing you next month.
You'll be down here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, would not miss it.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate all you do for us. Can't wait to welcome you back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, phenomenal. Boy, his energy is so amazing.
But did you hear that lineup? Even if you're not a film buff,
all everything's of these,
there. Yes. You name it. And remember Chris Lemon last year with his tribute to his dad?
And Mike Farrell's so cool. I mean, Eric, this is unbelievable. You got to get up there. And this is phenomenal. We're really appreciative. Thank you to all our guests today. Just amazing. And we're going to run through other filmmakers, the upcoming shows next Saturday, Saturday after that, and maybe do a live broadcast or partial when we're up there, at least a segment or two. So thank you to everyone. Happy birthday, Eric.
Yes. And this is another original.
That's right.
This is ABC.
ABC, yes. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX. Everyone have a great week.